60 to 65 members of the church being very entrepreneurial, having at least one business. And by the grace of God, myself, we have 4 registered companies, and we are trying to expand by the grace of God. So it is one of the major things that we teach, because I realized that it is a paradigm shift that we need in the church. It is a major shift that we have to understand in the church. So tonight, in the next 20 minutes, I'll be teaching on wealth creation. Please open up your mind, open up your spirit, follow me diligently. Acts 10:44, the Bible said, while Peter yet preached, the Holy Ghost fell upon all of them that heard him. So there's always a falling of the spirit when you can hear the word. So as I'm teaching the word, God is going to tap ideas into your spirit. God is going to impart ideas into your mind. And suddenly he's going to show you how to create the future you are looking for. There are times when I'm teaching in the church and some people say, some hand touched their head. Somebody came after service and showed oil on their head that suddenly began to flow on the top of the head. Now, the Holy Spirit begins to do amazing things when the word of God is being taught. When you read Luke 5:17, when you read Luke 6:17-19, the same thing is there. When Jesus was teaching, the Bible said the power of God was present to heal. So there is always a healing process. There is always a restorative process when the word of God is active and strong. I pray for somebody that your eyes will suddenly be opened in the name of Jesus. And so I've come to a place by the grace of God that I could help people, I could give to people, I could support people, I could support my family, I could support the church, I could be a blessing to many people, scratching from very much zero. And I'm going to teach something from my heart, something that God has taught me over the years, and how it has turned my life around tremendously. Many years ago, I remember when I was in Kane University, between the year of 2009 to 2013, and then I did my MPhil from then until I graduated somewhere 2016. I remember that when I was in school, the money my parents used to give to me for a semester was just 50 Ghana cedis. And even when I was doing my MPhil, I had to live on gari without sugar, without Milo, without needle, without anything. So I really understand where I'm coming from. I don't want anybody to sympathize with me. I've already come out of it by the grace of God. But I want to show you what to do to move from where you are to where God has promised you. Wealth is fundamentally God's intention for creation. Every manufacturer makes a product for the sake of wealth. Every manufacturer makes the product for the sake of wealth. So in Genesis 1:26, when God was making man, he said, let him have dominion and let him be fruitful, let him multiply, let him replenish. So God's intent for creating you is for you to have wealth, is for you to have dominion, is for you to be fruitful, is for you to multiply. So that is God's primary reason for creating us. When you read Revelation 5:2, the Bible said, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and glory and riches and honor and blessing and wisdom and strength. So there are 7 manifold dimensions of wealth, and you see them in Revelation 5:12. One of the dimensions of wealth is power. Power is the ability to make spiritual effect. Another one is glory. Glory is the weight of substance on a man. Another one is strength. Strength is the ability to be immune to external and internal factors. Another dimension of wealth is wisdom. Wisdom is the application of information skillfully to attain results. Another one is riches. Riches is fuel to fulfill purpose. So among the 7 dimensions of wealth, God has promised all these 7 to us through Christ Jesus. So the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and our faith in him brings us to a place where we can have access to power, where we can have access to glory, where we can have access to honor, where we can have access to riches, where we can have access even to wisdom. And so those 7 blessings are God's intent for us. Third John verse 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." When you read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, and 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, Bible talks to us about the abundance that God promises us, even in the form of riches and wealth. When you read Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17, God says that he is going to teach us how to make profit. So God is primarily interested and excited about our making wealth, because our making wealth is how we are going to help our families. Our making wealth is how we are going to help our societies. Our making wealth, how we are going to help the nations. Our making wealth is very important, because that's how we are going to help the church. And if Satan was the person behind wealth creation, then he should have given us more money than poverty. So wealth creation is not a subject of Satan. It's a subject of God. If the person in charge of riches was Satan, then all of us who serving God should have been richer. Satan should have made us richer so that we don't serve God. But when you investigate the word of God, you find out that Satan actually makes people poorer and disturbs their destinies. And so wealth creation, like I said first at the beginning, is God's original intent for creating us. In Deuteronomy 8:18, the Bible said, we should remember that God is the one who gives us the power to make wealth. I want us to read the scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Let us read the scripture. Pardon me. Deuteronomy 8, 18. The word of God said, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." God gives us power to get wealth. He gives us power to get wealth. So God does not necessarily give us wealth, but God gives us power. And our ability to convert that power is what determines our wealth. God gives us power, and the power has the ability to attract wealth. So what we have to investigate is the power that God gives us. Because if we are able to receive the power that God gives us, and we are able to harness the power that God gives us, then there will come. For example, God did not give us paper. God gave us wood. God did not give us rubber. God gave us trees. God did not give us leather. God gives us skins of animals. God did not give us fruit juice. God gave us seeds of plants. God did not give us starch, carbohydrate. God gave us cassava. So there is a processing. There is a processing of what we have that will bring us what we are looking for. There is a processing of the power we have that will bring us the wealth we are looking for. When you read Proverbs chapter number 10, verse 22, the Bible said, "It is the blessing of the Lord that makes and there's blessing." There are many people that have the blessing, but have not been able to convert the blessing into riches. There are many people that have wood, but have not been able to convert the wood into paper. There are many people that have rubber plants, but have not been able to convert the rubber plant into a rubber products. There are many people that have mangoes, but do not have the ability to convert them into mango juice. So there are many people who are believers who have the blessing, but have not been able to convert the blessing into riches. So our work tonight is to discover the blessing, is to design the blessing, is to demonstrate the blessing and to deploy the blessing so that we get the riches. Please, if you get me up to this point, kindly comment so that I know you get me. So God has given us the power to make wealth, and the blessing of the Lord makes us rich. That means if we discover the blessing that the Lord has lives, we will recognize the power that we have at our disposal to create wealth. If we discover the blessing that the Lord has deposited into our lives, we will recognize the power that we have at our disposal to create wealth. So the second part of the message is where I begin to give you five places where money is hiding, of five power elements that has capacity to produce the wealth you are looking for. Unfortunately, most of us are unable to complete our assignment. Most of us are unable to help. Most of us are unable to influence because we do not have the wealth we need. And so it is very important that you focus so that Holy Spirit does a certain touching in your spirit, a certain touching on your mind, a certain touching on your eyes, so that you will see the power even that is hidden in God's word for you. This teaching is prophetic because it is the Holy Spirit that led me to teach this. And it's also prophetic because after these teachings, the Holy Spirit is going to unveil certain mysteries to you and lead you from where you are to the next level. He will lead you from where you are to the next level. If you are making 10,000 Ghana City, get ready for 20,000 Ghana City. If you are making 20,000 Ghana City, get ready for 40,000 Ghana City. If you are making 60,000 Ghana City, get ready for 120,000 Ghana City. Now, it is not just something that I'm saying. It's not mythological. It's not mystical. It is methodical. And I'm going to show you through the pages of scripture what is it that you have to do to see the turnaround you are looking for. In John chapter 2, verse 5, Mary told the women, the men who were working at the wedding at Cana, that whatever he says to you, do it. That means that hidden in every prophetic instruction is the ability to produce a miracle. Hidden in every prophetic instruction is the ability to produce a miracle. So what are the five places where your money is hiding, so that when you tap into this power and when you tap into this blessing, you will see the wealth you are looking for? Number one, money hides in people. Money is hiding in people. All sales are related to people. All investments are related to people. All capital related to people. Revenue, income, profit, all of that are people determined. In other words, the quality of people you have and the quantity of people you have will determine the quality of wealth you create. Now, perhaps you have heard that there's a best-selling author who has sold 1 million copies of his books. Now, when you hear something like this, it is not outrageous. It is not too big. Even though it is true, it is not something that is not practical. Because if you have a church like Lighthouse, you've got a church like Church of Pentecost, and you are the head of the church, you are the founder of the church, and you write a book and every member buys it, you are going to have millions of people buying it. So the wealth you create is directly related to the number of people who see the value you have created. So when men begin to see the value you create, their currency moves from their pockets into your life. When men begin to appreciate the value you create, their substance begin to move from their accounts into your life. And so what you have to do is to see that hidden in people is the power to get the wealth you are looking for. Hidden in people is the power to get the wealth you are looking for. Hello, sir. Please, somebody just commented that she cannot hear us. I hope this it is not from my end.
No, please. We can hear you very well. I think that we'll sort it out, sir.
All right, sir. All right, sir. So hidden in people is the ability to reproduce wealth. Now, I sit people down. Recently, I went to UCC and one of my daughters came to me and she said she was looking for, I think, $1,000 to start a business and she didn't know what to do. And I told her that $1,000 is $100 times 10 people. $1,000 is $200 times 5 people. $1,000 is $50 times 20 people. And I said, if we get 20 people who can give you $50 each, we are going to raise the money. And I showed her practically by making 3 or 4 calls how to make the money. And at the end of the day, I got the money and I gave it to her. I showed her that what she was looking for was hidden in people around her. Somebody's looking out for money to set up a business. You are looking for 5,000 Ghana Cedi. 5,000 Ghana Cedi is 10 people who can give you 500 Ghana Cedi each. Are there not 10 people in your life who can commit 500 Ghana cedi into your life? If you have each of these 10 people giving you 500 Ghana cedi, you don't need to form a queue to go to Stanbic, Standard, Cowbank, Fidelity to get that. So the money you are looking for is hidden in people. The stuff you are looking for is hidden in people. My spiritual father taught me something. He said, whatever you are looking for is in you, and whatever is not in you is in somebody who is around you. So the future we actually think about is not really far from where we stand today. The person we are looking for is not really far from where we are today. And the divine helper we are asking God for is not somebody really distant from us. When you read Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, Bible said, when the wise men saw the star of Jesus and they followed the star even from the east, when they came and they opened their treasure box, they gave unto Jesus gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So Jesus's gold was in somebody's treasure box. I pray for somebody right now that in the name of the Lord Jesus, men who carry your gold will meet you in the name of Jesus. Men who carry your silver will meet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Men who carry that which belongs to you will come to you in the name of Jesus. When you read Job chapter 42, verse number 11 and 12, Bible said, after all the things that Job went through, God turned his captivity around. And when God turned his captivity around, God gave him double for his trouble. I prophesied double for somebody's trouble in the name of Jesus. All the men that came to Job, Bible said they presented to him a piece of gold. The men carried gold. They carried Job's gold once again. And when they came to Job, they presented to Job the gold once again. And in verse 12, Bible said Job increased and he had double of all the things that he lost. Now, that means the gold that the men brought became the initial capital for Job's agricultural business. The gold that they brought became the foundation that Job used to set himself up for a business. So the money you are looking for is hidden in people around you. Luke chapter 5, verses number 6 to 7. After Jesus had instructed Peter even to catch the fishes, after that, Bible said they enclosed a multitude of fish. And when they enclosed the multitude of fish, Peter now beckoned their partners to come even to help them. And these partners came, and Bible said their boat also was filled to full, that both boats were now beginning to sink. Let me tell you, the one who enjoyed the miracle the most, it was not Peter who enjoyed the miracle the most. Yes. It was not John who enjoyed the miracle the most. It was the other partners who didn't do the work Peter did. It was the other partners who didn't make the investment Peter did. But because there was an overflow at one side, and they connected to the overflow, and they had a human connection with the people who had the overflow, suddenly their boats were also filled. There's somebody in your life who can introduce you to real estate without struggle. There's somebody in your life who can introduce you to the intricacies of farming business without struggle. There's somebody around you who can give you the capital you are looking for. There's somebody around you who can give you the wealth you are praying to God about. And I pray that God opens your eyes to see that person in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So we started our first company, Climb Consult, in 2016. My wife was the one who gave me money to start. My wife gave me 200 Ghana cedi to start the company. And by giving me 200 Ghana cedi, she later came for the money, took 20 cedis to buy breakfast. So I remember the money was 180 Ghana. And then we started Climb with 180 Ghana since 2016. And God has blessed us with employees. God has blessed us with profit. God has blessed us with sales. God has blessed us with customers. And we are spreading like wildfire. And all that I was looking for was something hidden in somebody else, 180 Ghana cedi. This is where my wife works. She's a graduate. She works there. She's paid as as much as any graduate is paid, we have people who are also graduates. We have SHS people. We have people who do internship there and all manner of stuff. And the business started with 180 cedis. I remember my sister also gave me 3,000 Ghana cedi to buy furniture and do some works at the office. I remember when I was on campus, people were sowing into my life when I was doing my MPhil. And all this money, I was using the money to eat a lot of fried rice because I was coming from a place where Gary was the order of the day. I was squandering the money till the Lord suddenly spoke to me and said, "You are eating your first business." I didn't take a loan. I didn't go to a bank for a loan. I didn't rush for venture capitalists. There were just people around me that God gathered together to release what I'm looking for. And since then till now, God has been blessing us. Somebody's time to set up that business is now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number two, money hides in platforms. Money hides in platforms. When God gives you a platform, He's arranging you for your next level.
Amen.
Traditionally, we call a platform a stage. When we say it is a stage, we are saying that it carries potential to move you. It is a stage. They do a drama on a stage. They do a choreography on a stage. They demonstrate their gifts on a stage. It is a stage because it is moving you from where you are, like from stage one to stage two. And there's always somebody in the audience. There's always somebody present among the audience who is connected to your next level. There's always somebody listening to you connected to your next level. There's always somebody looking at you connected to your next level. There's always somebody hearing you connected to your next level. So when you have a platform, recognize that you have an opportunity to make wealth. So recently, Prophet Vincent Bannerman instructed me to be on his platform. It was one of the morning prophetic sessions, Mahanaim, as he does. And then when we're done with the service, he said a man of God in Nigeria wanted to reach me. So I didn't know who the man of God was. And apparently the man of God was on the feed. So he gave my number to the man of God. The man of God contacted me and said he wanted us to talk. So I got ready to talk into him. And the moment I put on this video to see the man of God, this is a celebrated man of God in Nigeria that we all look up to, we all listen to. And I was so marveled. And he said things about my humility. He said things about the way I was ministering, how I was taking my time to teach the word and to prophesy, and how he has certain things in his life that he's asking God to work on. Since that time, this man of God has been calling me. We always have a call, and he's introduced me to so many kind of people. He's introduced me to millionaires in Africa. He's introduced me to so many people who are connected in Canada, and all that came through one platform that I was on to minister.
Wow.
Just one. Now, as I'm ministering on your platform now, perhaps there's somebody looking at me who is going to open another door for me. And as you also come to minister in our church, perhaps there is somebody seated who is going to connect you to your next level. So anybody who refuses to seize the opportunity of a platform is putting himself in the shadow of failure. So okay. When you see people who always delegate things, they never do well, because out of the platform is your ability to shine. Out of the platform is your ability to increase. Out of the platform is your ability to progress. And like I said, there is always somebody present among the audience who is connected to your future. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26, David asked a question. He said, "What will be given to the man who will kill this uncircumcised Philistine?" And in verse 25, he was told what will be given to him. "Your father's house will be free." And they also said, "You will marry the king's daughter." And they said, "You will have a lot of riches." When David listened to the terms of the agreement, he suddenly came to a place where his faith was available. And when he took on that platform and he killed Goliath, it turned history down, up and down forever. There is a platform that God is bringing somebody, a platform to cook, a platform to talk, a platform to share, a platform to advise, a platform to write, that will create an exciting future in the name of Jesus. There is one daughter of mine who suddenly entered into connection with the UK High Commissioner through a platform of writing. She came to church. I prophesied to her about a writing piece that she was going to do and how it's going to release her into glory. And within a matter of 7 days, it had happened, and she had become somebody so different out of a platform of writing. There's somebody who begin to sit down and consider the power in digital platforms, harness the power in WhatsApp, harness the power in Facebook, harness the power in Instagram, harness the power in TikTok. And there are some other people who God is going to give you physical platforms to teach for somebody, to preach for somebody, to step in for somebody, that when you recognize your ability and you begin to demonstrate your ability in all excellence and diligence, suddenly that platform becomes a platform pregnant with the wealth you are looking for. And I pray for you that your eyes will open to see the power in one platform. All that you are looking for can suddenly come into your hands by the power of one platform. There was a man who was in prison for 13 years, and all that he was doing in prison was demonstrating his gifts, talking to people, interpreting their dreams. And one day when God opened a door, he had a platform before the Pharaoh of Egypt, and by interpreting just one dream that the Pharaoh of Egypt had, that man turned to be the prime minister. I know I'm talking about Joseph of Egypt. I came to prophesy in somebody's life that it does not matter how many years you have been into the prison, there is one platform that God is bringing your way that will set you before the kings and will set you on top in the name of Jesus. And so remember that your best performance is always connected to your best rehearsal. That means every time you are believing God for performance, you must be preparing, because the quality of your preparation will determine the quality of your performance. The quality of your depth will determine the quality of your height. The quality of your input will determine the quality of your output. That's what Bible said in Mark chapter 1 verse 35, that a long while before day, Jesus arose, went to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And when he was praying, after he was praying, Bible said Peter and the other disciples were looking for him. And by verse 37, when they found him, they said, "All men seek for thee." All men began to seek for him because he understood the power of preparation. There's somebody online that God is about to give you an idea concerning a software. God is about to give you an idea concerning a product. God is about to give you an idea concerning a service that will be a major shift in your life. It will be a transformational shift in your life. It will be a tremendous shift in your life. Receive grace in the name of Jesus.
I receive grace, my God.
Number three, money hides in potentials. I always say that your gift carries your gold, your potential carries your prosperity, and your talent carries your treasure. Your gift carries your gold, your potential carries your prosperity, and your talent carries your treasure. There is a gift that God has placed in you. There is an ability that God has put in you. There is a potential that is within you that has capacity to produce the future you are looking for. When I went to school, I studied general arts, and I went to Agri Memorial School. I studied general arts, and I moved to KNUSD. I studied geography. I studied religions. And my MPhil is in the area of human rights. And my PhD that I'm pursuing now, trusting God, is also in the area of human rights. And I've not worked with any of these. I have not made one CD in any of these. I have not received one peswa in any of these areas. There is a gift that God has placed in me. There is an anointing that he has placed over my life. There is a ministry he's called me into. There is an office he set me into. There are potentials hidden with me that has brought me where I am by the grace of God. Somebody must begin to look deep into yourself and discover the potential God has given you. There are people who went to school to study law, and they found out that their wealth did not come through law. There are people who went to school to study medicine and found out that their money did not come through medicine. There are people who went to school to study architecture, study all kinds of courses, study piloting, studied all kinds of courses, and they found out that their wealth didn't come from that area. And perhaps most of us, rather, education has taken us away from the natural abilities that we have. And God gave you your natural abilities for a reason. He gave you those talents for a reason. Cristiano Ronaldo has no first degree. Lionel Messi has no first degree. These guys who are singing, they have no first degree. Joe Metal went to Central, fine, after some years. But I mean, Accra Technical School or Kaneshi Technical School, these guys didn't go to school. They don't have a master's. They don't have a PhD. Some of the guys who are doing the best businesses, doing very well in businesses, do not even have a degree. I am not here to speak against going to school. But even going to school, grammar education is limited because the proper orientation we need is financial intelligence and ability to discover purpose. That is what we need. Grammar education just gives you the basis for discipline. And that is all. And that is all. That's why many doctors are poor. That's why many lawyers are poor. Some of the poorest people that you can ever imagine are lawyers and doctors. I don't know the last time you saw a doctor driving a Mercedes. I don't know the last time you saw a lawyer sitting in a Volkswagen, a proper G-Wagon. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. Most of the doctors and lawyers do not even make up to 5,000 Ghana cedi. And there are certain gifts that God has placed in them. There are certain abilities that God has placed in them that will bring them more medicine and the law and the pharmacy and the geography and the architecture and the economics that they studied in school. If you studied economics in school and you were taught economics by a man who did not have any business, what did you study? If you went to school to study entrepreneurship by a man who himself was not an entrepreneur, what did you study? One day, Dr. Masimoro said he registered for a course, and the course was how to become a millionaire. And when they went for the lecturer came and wrote on the board how to become a millionaire. And Dr. Masimoro asked the question, he said, "Are you a millionaire?" The man said no, and Dr. Masimoro said he packed his books, he took his pens, and he left the class. How do you teach me to become something you have not become? How do you teach on being a millionaire when you yourself are not a millionaire? Acts chapter 1 verse 1 says that Jesus was a man who was able to do the things he did before he taught them. He began to do and to teach. So if a man does not qualify in doing, he doesn't qualify in teaching. So real expertise comes with getting into places where we have pulled down our put down our potential in an attempt to please somebody or in an attempt to chase something, a white collar job, and we have left the real David, the ability to play music, to create wealth. God gave Samson strength to create wealth. God gave Esther beauty to create wealth. God gave you something to create wealth, and that is something that you can naturally do, you can easily do, you can organically do. That is something that you do effortlessly, and it's something that you do even passionately. And that gift, that ability, is something that God has given you to create wealth. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, the Bible said, "A man's gift maketh room for him." There are rooms in this world. There are sizes of rooms in this world. And the size of gift pray for somebody that you would design your gifts. I pray for somebody that you would develop your gifts. I pray for somebody that you demonstrate your gifts and come to this place of glory in the name of Jesus. Sir, I have a lady in church. What she does, she went to school. I mean, we're in the same school. She was in Ken University. She studied sports and exercises. Very intelligent lady. And so she works with Pulse Ghana. Pulse Fitness Ghana at Jowulu. And she was doing well. Suddenly went for a meeting and the Lord said, you have the ability to do fruit juice and you have that skill naturally. After a while, she started turning into late last year, thank you using you for. She brought me a seed, 8,000 Ghana cedi. And she said the seed is very little as compared to what she makes monthly out of selling the fruit juice. I have a son who is blessed with the abilities. He uses his own tools. He uses his own abilities to create something. And then when he had his revenue, when he had his sales, he said the sales he had in that month was more than what he would have gotten in 7 months where he used to work. There's something hidden in you that God open your eyes in the name of Jesus. Now, as I'm teaching right now, Holy Spirit is placing things in your spirit. He's placing things in your mind. He's in to take records of those things. Begin to take records of those things. I have seen so many people who God has suddenly broken through by the power of a gift, by the power of an ability they have, whether it's spiritual gift, whether it's intellectual gift, whether it's natural gift. It is a gift that God has placed in your life. And that gift is able to bring you the wealth that you are looking for. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 26. When Elisha sent his son Gehazi to follow through on the prophetic word he gave to Naaman. Remember, after the miracle, Naaman wanted to give Elisha, the prophet, many things, and he refused. And so he left with those things. And remember, Gehazi ran towards the man and went for those things. When he came, he said, "Was not my spirit with you? Was not my spirit with you?" In other words, didn't God open my eyes to see where you went? I followed you in the spirit to see where you went. That is not the part I'm interested in. It is the second part that Elisha says that I'm interested in. Elisha said, "Is it a time to receive money and to receive garments and to receive olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and maid servants?" What was wrong with Gehazi was that he was not in his time to receive them. That means when your gift matures, when your prophetic gift matures, when your ministry matures, when the anointing on your life matures, it will become a time and it will be a season where you will receive money. It will be a season where you will receive garments. It will be a season where you will receive lands. It will be a season where you will receive all that which the gift is able to give you. So one gift is able to give you all that you are looking for. I came to pray for somebody that today, let the anointing of Holy Spirit come upon your gifts and may you begin to excel in the name of Jesus. May you begin to excel in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want to add that I am not against people working. I'm not against finding yourself at a place working. Definitely it's important, especially for the first 5 years of your life. You need to work somewhere so that you understand organizational structure, administrative structure, leadership, policies, strategies. You need to understand systems and how they work, how to come to terms with diligence, commitment, vision, objective, goal certain, target certain. That is important. But if any man stays at the workplace all his life, then something is wrong. There's something I want to say before I move to the next point. To be born poor is not a crime, but to stay poor is your choice. To be born rich is not something that you can do about, but to stay rich is your choice. God has given you the power of choice, even to create wealth. Begin to walk in this realm of glory in the name of Jesus. Number four. Number four, money hides in passion. Money hides in passion. Turn your passion into a program. Turn your passion into a project. Turn your passion into a platform. Your passion is a predictor of your purpose. Your desire is a predictor of your design. Your interest is a predictor of the intuition that God placed in you. If you are passionate about something, it means you have seen a gap you want to fill. You have seen a problem you want to change, or you have seen a situation you want to develop. You have seen a situation you want to improve. What are you passionate about? Are you passionate about environmental cleanliness? Turn it into a project. When you turn it into a project, you'll be surprised how the UN will be on you. What are you passionate about? Are you passionate about street children? Turn it into a program. When you turn it into a program, you will see how some of the multi-billion NGOs will be there to help you. What are you passionate about? Anytime you are passionate about something, God gives you the anointing to solve a problem. And when God gives you the anointing to solve a problem, He creates a platform for you to make wealth. Please listen to me. The medical doctor is solving a physiological problem. The lawyer is solving a legal problem. The catering service provider is solving hunger problem. The person selling water is solving the problem of thirst. The person teaching is solving the problem of ignorance. What problem are you solving? So when you solve a problem, you put yourself in a place where suddenly you can receive the wealth of people. Problem-solving skills is what distinguishes people from others. The ability to see a problem, the ability to solve a problem, that is what differentiates people from others. Sometimes people wonder, why is it that the prophet prayed for this woman who had a problem, or for this man, and suddenly the man has bought him a car? It is because the prophet has solved the problem by the grace of God, which is more than the price of a car. That is it. So, the problems you solve, the kinds of problems you solve, determines the kinds of wealth that comes into your hands. And so you must be ready to solve problems, but which problems are you going to solve? Can you solve all the problems in the world? No, you can only solve the problems that you are passionate about. And that's why your passion is important. Your passion is a predictor of your purpose. Your passion is a predictor of your purpose. Your passion is a predictor of your purpose. Jesus was passionate about healing people. It was a predictor of his purpose. He was passionate about showing people how to make it to heaven. It was a predictor of his purpose. Moses was passionate about protecting the Israelites. It was a predictor of his purpose. Apostle Paul was passionate about tent making. No wonder he became an apostle. So your passion is a predictor of your purpose. In Luke chapter number 8, verse 1 to 3, Bible talks about how Jesus Christ went about fulfilling the ministry. In verse 2, the Bible said, Jesus went about in towns and in villages, teaching the word of God, preaching the word of God, and healing all those who were sick. And not just that, there were people who had demons in them that Jesus cast out those demons. And the Bible talked about people, Mary called Magdalene, in whom out seven devils came, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna. And what did these people do? The Bible said that many others which ministered unto Jesus out of their substance, because of the value of what Jesus brought into their lives, they were ready to minister to Jesus out of their substance. So wealth goes where problems are solved. This woman had seven devils in her, that when the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon Jesus, you know, was able to effect a change in that woman, the woman saw how different she had become. She saw the comfort she was lacking. She saw the peace she was lacking. And she suddenly began to honor the man that God used for that. And so if you are able to solve problems, the wealth of men will come to you. Facebook is solving the problems of social distance and social network and social distance. And Microsoft is solving a problem of being able to use a computer system with all flexibility. Tesla is solving a problem of protecting the environment. Coca-Cola is solving a problem of test and taste. Everybody who is doing something huge is solving a problem. And the problem you are passionate about is the problem God gives you the anointing to solve. And as you solve that problem with passion, God will show you even the money. Because people by the problems you have solved in their lives. That's why we pay money for iPhone. That's why we pay money for Mercedes. That's why we pay money and we do not think they have robbed us, because we know that there are problems in our lives that only those things are able to solve. I pray for somebody that your passion will be alive and that your passion will show you and will predict to you the purpose that you have. And in alignment with your purpose, you will make money in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. There is a difference. My last point is that money hides in products. Money hides in product. Please listen to me. I believe that Holy Spirit is giving somebody grace. Holy Spirit is touching somebody's eyes to see things differently. Please listen to me. There is difference between being a medical doctor and being into medical business. There's a difference between being a legal practitioner and being in legal business. There's a difference being a teacher and being into educational business. There's a difference being called into the ministry, and there's a difference between having businesses out of the calling of the ministry. And that is why number five is important. You cannot figure out any successful person who does not have a product he's selling. All the successful people, all the wealth creators we know, all of them have products that they sell. They all have a product that they sell. They all have a service that they provide. They all have a process that they sell. So what do you sell? I sell books. I sell clothes. I sell knowledge. I sell information. Please, what do you sell? The easiest way to make money is to sell something. Nobody will feed you 100 CDs daily by being sick. Nobody will feed you 100 CDs daily by being sorrowful. But if you are able to set up a business, you can make that 100 CDs cool without being sorrowful and without people sympathizing with you. What are you selling? Ask yourself, when we pass by the street and we see street children, we see orphans, we see blind people, how much do we give them? How much do we give them? And at the end of the day, when we enter offices, when we enter shops, when we enter markets, when we enter business centers and we want to buy something, how much do we spend there? So money will go where value is. Find a product of value and sell it. Find a product of value and sell it. Find a service of value and provide it. Let me give you an example. There are many young teachers. There are many young people in the church where I pastor, Harvest Fields Ministries, who are, they are teachers. They are teachers. And so they teach in some of the good schools in Accra. Some of them teach they are very good at what they teach. And I asked them, how much do you make? This one says 1,000 cedis. This one says 1,005 cedis. I'm like, is that all you make in a month? They say yes. I said, no, there's something wrong. I'm going to show you how you're going to multiply your money. They said, Papa, please show us. I said, start selling books. Start selling books. Sell the books that the kids buy. Even if the school has those books to provide for them, sell exercise books. Find something to sell that the kids will buy. Find something to sell that the staff will buy. Apart from that, begin to provide services, run extra classes, build a database, build an online platform, build an app, build a YouTube channel that would teach the kids and begin to market it. Within a month, all of the people in the church who were teaching, their salaries had shifted, their sales have shifted from 1,000 to 3,000 and to 4,000. This was not a testimony we celebrated in church. This was just what we call application of logic. And so there are times where people must be able to see that in the field they are in, there are things they can do to enhance what they do. You will never see a successful man of God who does not have books he sells, who does not have tapes he sells, who does not have seminars he organizes, who does not have conferences he champions, who does not have crusades and campaigns he organizes. All these are multiple streams that God is going to bring his way, because there are people who are in Lighthouse Chapel, but they are not in Dag Heward Mills ministry. And there are people who are in Dag Heward Mills ministry who may not be in Lighthouse Chapel. For example, I am a contributor to Healing Jesus Crusade, but I am not a Lighthouse Church member. And so there is a way, there is a platform that can be provided that somebody like me, who is not a Lighthouse member, can still introduce my wealth into what Bishop Dag Heward Mills is doing. And so when you look at every successful minister, there is always a product and there is always a service. And the beauty of it is that there are many products and many services that can suddenly be generated out of one product and out of one service. Because what I'm teaching today, what I'm teaching right now, harnessing the power to make wealth, I can convert it into a book. I can convert it into an audio material. I can convert it and put it on my YouTube channel. I can also teach the same thing at seminars. I can put this thing together and sell them on my podcast. And so the same message goes through five or six mechanisms, and they become six new ways of creating wealth. And so there's always a product that you have in your hand. There's always an idea that you have in your hand. There's always a substance that you have in your hand that has the capacity to create the wealth you are looking for. Let's look at these scriptures as we end. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 26. I hope somebody is being blessed by tonight's message.
I'm blessed.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 26. I want to read these scriptures as we end this session. Proverbs 11, 26. Thank you, Lord. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that sells it. The real blessing is in selling. The blessing that makes riches is in selling. Please find something and sell. I have told my wife is selling clothes. My wife is also selling books. My wife is selling educational materials. I've told her, she went to school to study accounting and then marketing. But I've told her that, how did you go to school to learn marketing without marketing a product? And how did you go to school to learn accounting without counting money? That people are wasting their time on the periphery when they have to really set up their time for the substance. And so if you are a medical doctor and you are taking care of a patient and you are providing a medical service, but you do not have any medical product, you have not built a pharmacy, you have not built a consultancy firm, you are not teaching people medicine, you are not training people, you are not starting a medical school, or you are not teaching people medicine, or you are not teaching medicine in a university, or you are not teaching medicine in a nursing institution or a health facility, there is more you know that you are not making money from. There is more you have that you are not making money from. And if you are a lawyer, the same thing applies to you. Proverbs chapter number 31, verse 20. Maketh fine linen and selleth them. There is something you can make. You are a lady, you can make pie, begin to make pie. You are a lady, you can make bracelets, begin to make bracelets. You are a lady, you can make hair, begin to make hair. You are a lady, you can make dress, begin to make dress. There are so many people who have entered into outstanding and amazing wealth by making something, by making a product. I came to pray for somebody that God will release faith in your spirit, that you will begin to pick things in the name of Jesus, that you begin to pick things in the name of Jesus. And there are young people in the church who are building apps. There are young people in the app, people in the church who are building games. They are building games for phones. They are building games for computers, and they are making money. And almost everybody in the church is selling something. In fact, I keep telling my church members that they have to sit straight, because one of these days I may end up selling them for money. Second Kings chapter number 4, verse 7. That's the last scripture I want us to see. Second Kings chapter number 4, verse 7. And this is the word I leave you with. Second Kings chapter number 4, verse 7. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, "Go, sell the oil, sell the oil, sell the oil." The man of God said, "Go, sell the oil." I'm surprised how men of God are not teaching about sales when this man of God told somebody to sell the oil. I'm surprised why most men of God are not interested about teaching wealth creation when this man of God, Elisha, taught the woman to sell. Elisha said, "Go, sell the oil and pay your debt." So the easiest way to pay your debt is to sell something. The easiest way to pay your debt is to sell something. And live thou. So the easiest way to live a good life is to sell something. The easiest way to live a good life is to sell something. And thy children of the rest. So the easiest way to create transgenerational wealth is to sell something. Elon Musk is selling something. Bill Gates is selling something. Bernard Arnault is selling something. Carlos Slim is selling something. Warren Buffett is selling something. Mark Zuckerberg is selling something. Every person who is doing well is selling something. Everybody, whether ministry, whether career, whether business, the person is selling something. And I came to open somebody's eyes that it's a new season where you must begin to sell something in the name of Jesus. Please, as a means of wrapping up, remember I said money is hiding in people. The number of people you have will determine the wealth you receive. Money is hiding in platforms. Every platform you stand on will connect you to the next. Money is hiding in potentials. Your gold is connected to your gifts. Your prosperity is connected to your potentials, and your treasure is connected to your talents. Money is also hiding in your passion. When you turn your passion into a program and you turn your passion into a project, tremendous money will come into your hands. And finally, I said money is hiding in products. The easiest way to make wealth is to sell something. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. I'm done, sir, with the word, sir. Thank you, sir.
Wow. Powerful. Powerful. Man of God, I feel that the anointing to you made a statement that the problem you are very passionate about is the the problem that God gives the anointing to solve. I feel that that anointing needs to be imparted to be released right now, right after this meeting. There's going to be a lot of signs, wonders, and miracles even in our lives. Man of God, you can just release that anointing.
Let your spirit be activated. Let your spirit be activated. Let your spirit be activated. In the year 2016, Apostle Emmanuel Nkum came to Harvest Hills Ministries with Papa Prophet Bernard, and he prayed a prayer for me. He prayed a prayer of the spirit of wisdom and wealth creation. And since then, something broke within me. Something broke within me. Wherever you are, I pray for you right now that begin to walk under the anointing of wealth creation in the name of Jesus. I demand the release of strange grace for wisdom in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the spirit of wisdom be activated in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing for wealth creation, let the anointing for financial prosperity be activated in the name of Jesus. In the midst of struggle, may you enter into financial multiplication in the name of Jesus. In the midst of struggle, may you begin to see the hand of God causing your businesses to turn around in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing for wealth creation. I release the wisdom for wealth creation. I release the anointing for wealth creation. I release the wisdom for world creation. I release the anointing for world creation. I release the wisdom for world creation. I release the anointing for world creation. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus. May God suddenly begin to give you the ideas that will turn your wealth around in the name of Jesus. May God suddenly open your eyes. May God suddenly open your spirit. May God suddenly open your understanding to give you the wealth you are looking for in the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you, sir. Thank you so much for the honor.